What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show you see him on the screen, friend of the show, Alabama State Hornets coach Tony Matlock doing big things in Montgomery. What up, coach? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, boss man? How you doing, big fella?
Man, summertime is winding away. Basketball season right around the corner, man. Loving life, brother.
Let's do it. You know it. You know it, man. It's that time of year, man. You know, starts football is about to start, and you know, once that gets going, man, basketball is on its way.
No doubt, man. Now, coach, now I know the record wasn't what you wanted last year. To talk about how your team fought and you set the culture, the markets, what you want to build this thing out at Alabama State as you all grow and build as an athletic department all together and with basketball and football, then you're doing all around the campus there.
You're right, man. Exactly, man. I've been a college coach for 27 years, man, and last year was tough on me, tough on my players, tough on my staff, man. The worst year I've ever had as a college basketball coach. But you know, stuff happens. You know, we had a year where we had four surgeries last year. Three of them were season-ending surgeries. You know, my leading scorer broke his leg in a game. You know, I had a freshman that was starting that never got to swag play. I had another freshman that I thought was going to be really good for us, never played a game last year. Then I had, you know, a guy that I thought was going to be a starter for me. He had surgery in the summer going into the year, and he was just never right. So, you know, those guys, you know, played a big part of it, but no excuses. We still had enough to get it done. We just didn't get it done. So, but I like the guys that we have here on this program now, and we're going to see if we can turn this thing around, man.
100%. And I do feel like this, though, coach. You agree with this. I feel like even though it wasn't what you wanted, this guys who returned to you and played got valuable experience because we know, you know, both know experience is everything. And, you know, you can throw into that fire, you do anything you want to in practice, but when you have to on that game court with referees and another color jersey on, that's how you really grow your game and really know what your game is and how you can be as a player.
No doubt about it, man. And we got some guys coming back, man, I think that's going to be able to help lead us, man, to try to get this thing turned around, man. I got, again, you know, anytime you got a guy like, you know, Isaiah range, who was, you know, and he was going to be an all league guy before he got hurt. He was playing at a high level, you know, with my son TJ and a couple more pieces, man. I think that, you know, the foundation is set now, just a matter of us, you know, working hard every day and trying to get better, which they're doing right now. We just started school a couple of days ago. So, you know, we're already in this gym and we're trying to get better.
And this summer, Coach, tell me about who are some guys who really popped in the gym this summer for you, who got better on the court and got strong in the weight room, because that's important too, because I feel like you got to be in that conditioning right now so you can really get through that long grind of first and second semester, you know, to the March.
Yeah, we're having a pretty big basic team on having some new guys, man, and I think they can really help us, man. You know, I got, you know, Amar Knox, who's a kid that was hurt last year. He got cleared this summer. He's been really good trying to get his game back to where it was coming out of high school. That was a high level, you know, recruit for us. You know, Isaiah Range that I talked about, man, you know, he hasn't been fully cleared for contact yet, but he's cleared to do individual work and skill work. So I think he's going to be a good player for us. Darrell Reed is kind of the X factor for us. He was a guy, again, that I told you about, that coming into the year, I thought he was going to be a really good player for us, but he had surgery last summer. He's starting to get, you know, 100% healthy. He's a guy, he's a big, he's 6'8", nice body, can step out and shoot it with range, can score around the basket. So really proud of him. And then some of the newcomers, man, we got some guys that we had, C.J. Hines, who's a NAIA All-American, first team All-American from Faulkner University, who is, you know, a kind of a combo guard, can play a lot of point off the ball, can really shoot it. Excited about him. Deontay Bass, that's a transfer from Georgetown. Just an extreme talented young man. So just a matter of, man, getting all these guys in shape, getting these guys to buy into our philosophy and what we're trying to do. Because you know how I am, boss, man. I'm a grinder. I need guys that's going to play hard and compete. And if they do that, man, we'll be fine. And I think that we have the right mindset to do that.
No doubt. I feel like I'm not seeing your teams play, man. You all defend like crazy. You commit to the game plan discipline. You offensively take the right shots. I feel like your style of play is successful. Guys that play hard. And also for those who are not playing, stay alive. Stay in that gym. Stay ready because you're going to be needed eventually because of the way you guys play, how hard you all play.
Again, and that's the culture that we're trying to create. We're trying to make sure that these guys know, man, that you don't have to be the most talented kids. You don't have to be. You know, we know what, you know, our limitations are, what our strengths and weaknesses are. So, but again, if you can bring it, you know, defensively every single day, every single game, if you can be a grinder, a tough man, you know, have that dog in you, if we can do that, man, we'll have a chance to win a lot of basketball games.
No doubt. And, you know, now for this summer, Coach Matt Locke, if you find them, with all the seven new guys you have, with the guys training, did you do a lot of install during your 4 hours that you had, or you was more like trying to get these guys better?
Well, it's crazy that you say that, because we spent the month of June really with just skill work stuff. That's all we did, because again, now we had some guys that in the month of June wasn't 100% cleared. So we did a lot of skill work stuff. I was trying to make sure my, you know, rehab and recovery. So, you know, I spent a lot of time with rehab, recovery, and skill work. Then when we got into the month of July, we started to do, on top of all of that, we started to add in some team stuff. So, you know, we spent a lot of time, man, on skill work, getting better, ball handling, man. We talk about it all the time, man. You got to be able to dribble, pass, and shoot. So we done a lot. We did a lot of skill work stuff in the month of June, and then we started to put some team stuff in July.
100%. And you know, I'm gonna ask you about the caravan, man. Going on that caravan trip, seeing all the ASU Hornet Nation out there, man. Tell me about being here in Alabama State and how the fans love you all, how the fans connect to you all, and how they support or in you and your guys all the time, no matter where they're at.
Well, the one thing that it started, man, with, you know, our president, Dr. Ross, and our athletic director, man, Dr. Cable, those guys, man, have put a lot into this program, into the athletic department here, and knowing that, you know, you talk about it all the time, man, the athletic program is the front door to any university. So, you know, we try to talk about it all the time, and they've put a lot of resources in what we're trying to get better. We won a lot of championships around here, man, in all the sports, you know, and it all starts with the top. And so it's the city of Montgomery really embraces Alabama State. You know, everybody's excited about the upcoming season and all the fall sports, and then everybody will be ready for the spring sports and winter sports. So, it's good here, man. I promise you, man, everybody's excited. The city's excited about Alabama State. The students on campus, it's been the last couple of days, man, seeing the guys and young ladies walk around campus, man, it's been a buzz. So, we're excited about getting things started.
And I see you got a lot of guys from your old time in Memphis on the roster too, man. And talk about using Memphis as that resource and that portal as well to get guys from Memphis. Also, been in Birmingham. Birmingham is a great spot. You get to Atlanta. But you're in a great spot. You got a guy from Georgia on your roster too. Well, yep. So let's talk about the ASU footprint for recruiting and how the brand of the ASU Hornets is really getting throughout the South right now, and how we make a phone call, people not hanging up on you. They really want to hear from you now.
Yeah, no doubt. First of all, being at a really good HBCU, being in Montgomery, Alabama, where you got a chance, again, with the resources, and it's a nice city, man. Anytime you can go out and get a nice meal, you can go to a nice restaurant, you can stay in a nice hotel. Like you said, man, you talked about being 2 hours away from Atlanta. I mean, you know, you're talking about just being a place where you can recruit to because of the city. I'm always going to use my Memphis ties. We're always going to try to recruit the best players in the state of Alabama. The ones that's in Montgomery that can play Division I basketball, we want them to stay home. So we're going to try to do our best, man, to recruit guys that want to be part of something that we're trying to build. We want to make sure that the guys that we recruit here represent, you know, themselves, first of all, their families, and then ASU and the brand that we're trying to create.
Yes, indeed. And to tell me this, Coach Matlock, been a SWAC last year for the first time. Talk about the quality of coaching in the SWAC from you going through it last year. It's in the quality of players. Don't get the shine they should, but are very good and skilled at what they do.
No doubt about it. Hey, you know, just being in this business for a long time, and, you know, you always have a perception of you know, what different leagues are about. And, you know, being in, you know, my first year in the SWAC, man, I guarantee you, man, there's some of the best coaches around, some of the best talent around, man. These guys play so hard. These coaches do a really good job, man. And so I'm proud to be part of the SWAC coaching staff. I'm part of, you know, trying to get this HBCU keep going and thriving. And, you know, it's just nothing but up for us.
No doubt. And you know what, Coach Matlock? I've seen all these different schools like here at Clark, Ross, Morris, Brown, Tennessee State. I'm seeing how the influx of students of wanting to go to HBCU schools. Have you felt that as well, being on the ground, how since 2020 people are really more locked in on going to HBCUs, want to be a part of this lifestyle, this experience, and learn from people who look like them?
Yeah, no doubt. And you said it, man. Just, I told you earlier, man, just the last couple of days, man, we moved in with this past weekend, and it was as crowded as I've ever seen, you know, again, from being here last year and move-in day this year. It was crazy. I'm talking about it was packed wall to wall, and you just see the excitement around campus. And that just comes with, you know, again, our leadership and, you know, the HBCU experience.
And Coach, talk about this for your guys degree-wise. Being in Montgomery, internship-wise, that degree goes a long way. Talk about the partnerships you have based on your location for internships in the summertime to help young men who want to go in any direction they want to go in with their degrees once they leave Alabama State.
Yeah, and that's a good thing about it, man. Again, so many contacts here with the, you know, with the HBC experience and HBCU experience, and the guys that know that, hey, here in Montgomery, you know, you're going to be an ASU fan. You know, you're going to be it. So, you know, there's so many guys and young ladies that go here, they're going to be able to step out and find jobs, man, not only here in Montgomery, not only here in the, you know, in the state of Alabama, but all over the country, especially in the South, man, because, you know, again, you know, Atlanta is 2 hours away, and, you know, that's a hotbed for a lot of different, you know, opportunities for jobs. So, you know, we're excited, man, about all the leadership that we have, and the guys can get out and go get a job, man. They can get a job once they get through playing basketball. And, you know, if they want to try to continue the basketball life, of course we want to do that. But again, because of the resources that we have, they'll be able to go get a good job.
Last one for you, Coach. How cool is it to coach your son? I know I played for my dad for a little while, and I would say it was some tense moments between me and my dad, but we got through it.
Yeah.
How cool is it to coach your son? How do you balance being dad and coach at the same time and keeping the wife happy too?
Yeah, no doubt. But no, it's been great, man. You know, it started, of course, well, you know, my first time coaching was, you know, when I got the job at South Carolina State, and, you know, it was a lot of questions going into it on how it was going to work. But the thing, I think the good part about it is him growing up, I never was that overbearing dad. You know, I used to go, when I went to games to watch him and support him. And, you know, I was never that yelling dad, going crazy dad. I never coached him in any little league or any of that stuff. So every time that I went to go watch him growing up, I was a fan. I was a dad. So, you know, I think that helped because, you know, when I had to coach him, you know, he never resisted anything that I was saying. He's one of our guys that's, he's a tough, hard-nosed kid. He leads by example. So, you know, it was easy and it's been easy. He plays hard. He plays tough. He has that dog in him. So as long as he does that, I'm fine with it. So it's been nothing but good, man, just to be able to see him every single day and how he's maturing as a young man. And so I'm excited to keep this thing going and see how we can keep it going.
100%. Coach Mellott, thank you for your time today as always, buddy. The Hawk schedule comes out tomorrow, so I'll know my skills. Hopefully we can catch you. You have some non-con games near here, man, so we can definitely see you in person, man, and get to see what this Hornet Nation is all about, brother.
Man, come see us, man. Come see us. We right down the road, man. I appreciate you, boss, man.
Anytime, Coach. It was good to talk to you as always, brother.
All right. Stay up. Peace.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King, 50 King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.